June 25. Following the captain's orders. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 and 4. We have only a little while to urge the warfare. Then Christ will come, and this scene of rebellion will close. Then our last efforts will have been made to work with Christ and advance his kingdom. Some who have stood in the forefront of the battle, zealously resisting incoming evil, fall at the post of duty. Others gaze sorrowfully at the fallen heroes, but have no time to cease work. They must close up the ranks, seize the banner from the hand palsied by death, and with renewed energy vindicate the truth and the honor of Christ. As never before, resistance must be made against sin, against the powers of darkness. The time demands energetic and determined activity on the part of those who believe present truth. They should teach the truth both by precept and example. If the time seems long to wait for our deliverer to come, if bowed by affliction and worn with toil, we feel impatient for our commission to close and to receive an honorable release from the warfare, let us remember, and let the remembrance check every murmur. The God leaves us on earth to encounter storms and conflicts to perfect Christian character, to become better acquainted with God our Father and Christ our elder brother, and to work for the Master in winning many souls to Christ, that with glad heart we may hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. Be patient, Christian soldier. Yet a little while, and he that shall come will come. The night of weary waiting and watching and mourning is nearly over. The reward will soon be given. The eternal day will dawn. There is no time to sleep now, no time to indulge in useless regrets. He who ventures to slumber now will miss precious opportunities of doing good. We are granted the blessed privilege of gathering sheaves in the great harvest, and every soul saved will be an additional star in the crown of Jesus, our adorable Redeemer. Who is eager to lay off the armor, when by pushing the battle a little longer, he will achieve new victories and gather new trophies for eternity? Review and Herald, October 25, 1881.